pitches this season.
I may throw one.
Boner has beers with Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Plus an awesome encounter with Ozzy.
Yes, sir.
And Greg, do you know that Cheeto Bass?
I'm doing one right now.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky act like every single day.
Man.
I mean, it is hard to come up with that funky shit.
It's like Shakespeare wrote it.
As I breeze through 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping because my mama ain't home.
She's got to be home by now.
And, well, too,
that was like 35 years ago.
Yeah.
She's got to be home by now.
I got a pocket full of rubbers, and my homeboys do too.
Mm. Uh-oh. I'm not trying to be the homophobic one, but this sounds weird.
So turn off the lights and close the doors.
Huh.
What's going on here, dog?
I got bitches in the living room getting out. And they ain't leaving until 6 in the morning. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
So clearly that's...
We break it all down. I mean, there's a reason that they were there until 6. Probably couldn't get an Uber since it hadn't been invented yet. Probably. 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I hope his homeboys still don't have a pocket full of rubbers, though, at 6 in the morning. They don't really address that part. Like, man, I still got a pocket full of rubbers, dude.
Bummer. Yeah, I don't know.
So now that we deep dove Gin and Juice, you ever see the video from Gin and Juice? Well, even better, dude. Well, brings it all together.
Yeah, weren't they just like driving down the road or something?
Yeah, smoking in down.
Yeah.
Sipping on Gin and Juice.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, not to criticize it too much, because that dude made a whole lot more money than I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he hangs out with Martha Stewart now.
He's Snoop Dogg.
He does. He got her addicted.
He did.
Now she's getting high all the time.
Yeah. But it's cool. I would love to get high with Martha Stewart. Could you imagine the brownies she makes you when you're done? Getting cookies. Martha Stewart just bringing you some. You're high. Is there anything on the couch? Here comes Martha with a plate of treats.
Yeah. She could seriously turn the Triscuits and the peanut butter and the chocolate syrup and the 5 other things that you had in the fridge into some sort of gourmet awesome.
Mm, she is the MacGyver of munchies.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing shit in the microwave. And she's like,
oh, no, that's no way to do things.
Yeah, to see Snoop Dogg, he's got a bigger brain than all of us. He has found a way to like team up with the Munchie King to be like best friends with Martha Stewart.
There was clearly an agenda there. Well done.
Yeah, well done, Snoop Dogg.
Who would have thought in 1996, because he was up for murder. I mean, it was 1996.
Murder was the case.
And should write a song about that, because he was and he was found not guilty.
Yep. By the Gin and Juice.
That's right.
Defense.
Exactly.
I was not hit because he was rolling down the street sipping on indo.
I couldn't have been there. I was rolling down the street smoking endo and sipping on Gin and Juice. It must have been somebody else.
Clearly, I was doing something.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was Shaggy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It wasn't me. Banging on the bathroom floor. The girl, I didn't do it.
The old Gin and Juice defense.
I think we go on all day about making fun of stupid songs and lyrics inside of them.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of stupidity, you know, every year, regardless of who you love is in the White House, presidents issue pardons for a bunch of people. And the latest one is that guy out of Chicago, Rod Blachowicz.
He used to own the 49ers.
Uh-huh.
He was a football, professional football owner.
And
he's the guy that went to jail for selling Obama's Senate seat.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Remember the dude that sold Obama's Senate seat when he was running for president?
That's not the dude that owned the 49ers.
No, it was a different guy.
That was Eddie DeBartolo.
That dude.
Okay.
Was this all the same guy?
No. But you are correct that Rod Blachowicz did go to jail for attempting to sell his Obama's seat. And so I was thinking, what if we had the ability to pardon things? Would you pardon? Who would you pick? And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who is in jail. Would you pardon Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice to be
pardon
played on Rock 105?
Don't.
Okay, for instance, Pete Rose. Should we pardon him and go ahead and let him in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, he was betting on baseball in the 70s when it was much more frowned upon to bet on baseball. Sports gambling's legal now. It's 2020. Like, I just think that's so fake outrage. Pardon Pete Rose. What do I care?
Well, it was actually in the 80s, but either, it was when he was a manager, as a player. And he was betting on his own team to win.
I glossed now, over that.
Well, I mean, I could really honestly see if dude was betting against his own team, you know, then you're like, I have info and I have the ability to make this happen.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know, if you're betting on your team to win,
then,
you know, it does.
That's what he was doing, though, right? He's betting on them to win.
Yeah, he's betting on them to win, not lose. So really, I don't see and I know it's against the rules, you know. Okay, I get that, but the lifetime ban, you know, for that, you know, and just if you put it in relation to what's happened in the last few months with these guys, you know, cheating in the World Series,
right?
You know, and they get a 1 year ban.
Just the manager, the players playing.
Well, yeah, they get fired. They got a 1 year ban. You know, the manager for Houston, 1 year.
That's it.
And then he's perfectly fine to come back. Yeah, I mean,
that's Pete Rose's point now, too, because he thinks he should be pardoned. Same thing. He's like, dude, the Astros? The whole team's cheating. And I can spend it forever?
The latest controversy coming out is a fan is now suing the Astros because the price of season tickets went up because they won the World Series.
I like that guy.
So
I like the trolls coming out.
Ah, nice.
I saw the guy at spring training, actually. Went
down banging on the garbage can?
During batting practice?
Oh, really?
What an all-time
move. Oh, yeah.
Like, and the players are so pissed. Like, you just see them back there. He's just banging on some garbage can. I'm like,
oh, man.
Brilliant. He puts it on social media for 5 seconds and 50 million people see this, and I'm like, I like that guy right there.
That's funny.
That's hilarious, dude.
He got thrown out.
Right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But whatever, he got his point across. We're all talking about it.
Exactly.
Because the Astros want you to pretend like it didn't happen, and they're all trying to be like, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. And like the players, like they're seem really pissed. Like there's going to be like every time an Astro player comes up to bat at this season, he's going to get hit with the baseball. I mean, it's going to...
That will be interesting to watch any Astros games.
I'd watch them just for that.
Well, then they just would keep scoring runs. So this is counterproductive. You can't hit them all.
Well, that's why I just don't know. Yeah, the Astros, you went 0-4 again with 4 hit-by-pitches. Like, I don't exactly know what they're going to do, but I know how I'm wired. I'll take the suspension. I'm going to hit one of those guys with the ball as hard as I can. You cheated me out of a World Series championship. It's competitiveness, man. Mm-hmm. And I bet you a lot of those guys are wired the same way. Like, few bucks in their pocket, but they get to hit the guy right in the back. Watch opening day with the Astros. You think the first batter is not going to hit with the ball? I want to bet that if we get first batter gets hit with the ball.
There's your prop bet.
That's
right?
The prop bet I want to take. Well, the over under for the Astros getting hit by pitches is 85.5.
Wow.
Getting hit 85 times?
Would you take the over under 85.5 times the entire Astros team gets hit with the baseball this upcoming season? They play 162 games. So to do the math, it's a little over 2 a game. Obviously, I've been studying this.
I will take the under on that.
Because
I think that it will hit a point to where it's so damn obvious that, come on, guys. Come on. Don't do this anymore.
Well, it'll be like, Altuve's got hit 37 times. Oh, make it 38.
We can get to a smooth even 40.
Yeah, that's like fantasy.
Well, what's the average on getting hit? You know, a team average. I have no idea, but...
I saw this yesterday. The Mets last year led the league, and they got hit like 89 times, I think.
What? 89. In one season?
Yeah, so this is not that, like, this is not far over the average.
Wow.
There's a lot of crappy pitchers in Major League Baseball. 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out
of your ball. Everyone's talking about the Houston Astros.
You cheated.
Every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yes, the Astros are ready for another winning season, so get all your Astros merchandise, like jerseys that say the Houston Asterix. And they buzz every time a fastball is thrown. Astros hats with removable Velcro letters. so you can make your hat say Houston Rats. And each hat comes with a dangling earpiece, so you can steal the pitch signs just like the pros.
Curveball coming.
Their new mascot, Astro from the Jetsons. Ruh-roh, rot reading. Their patch no longer says Houston Strong, it says Houston Wrong. So don't miss the Astros opening day, March 26th in Anaheim. It'll be unbelievable. Brought to you by MLB, which stands for Major League Blunder.
And that is why I don't play baseball. I can remember playing Little League Baseball one season, and I'm there at the plate at batting practice, and the coach is going, now, Greg, just pretend that that ball coming towards you is a bee, and it's about to sting you, so you just swat it away. And I kid you not, the very next pitch that the pitcher threw hit me square in the thigh. As I'm writhing around on home plate now, the coach comes over and I say, Coach, the bee stung me. That is a true story. I mean, that sounds like something that you would see in Sandlot Part 5. But
they got you.
It got me, and I was always afraid of the ball.
So you only played one year Little League?
1 year Little League.
But then you got that huge role in the Jackie Robinson movie.
Yeah. I was very good at watching baseball games, not playing.
I did Little League for us. I did Little League, then I did Senior League, and I played in high school until JV. Never made the varsity team, though. I was a little husky for that.
Husky. Remember that word? Husky?
Yeah. It's a kinder way of calling somebody fat.
Mm-hmm. Worked for John Kruk.
Yeah, he had the mullet too, John Kruk, did he? He was like the John Daly of baseball. I was a John Kruk guy. I liked
it. Of course you did.
Yeah, it was awesome.
A little bigger and I can be him.
Yeah, just got to grow this mullet out. The thing about me, like, I remember the most about Little League Baseball for me is the rumor my friends made up that I was eating a hot dog in right field. The mean kid, the bully, came in. He was playing third base. I was in right field. Like, Sean was eating a hot dog in right field. Pulled it out right out of his back pocket. And I was like, no, I didn't. You were lying. I got in a huge fight. I was so upset. I was like, Mom, you're saying I ate a hot dog in right field. And that was the season. I was a hot dog Little Leaguer.
And you were banned for life from Little League's Hall of Fame.
All right, well, I never ate a hot dog after the game.
All right, so... I mean, look, we're many years removed from that. Let's be honest. Were you or were you not eating a hot dog in the outfield?
I was not eating a hot dog in the outfield, but I was.
I mean, there's no point in lying now. It doesn't matter.
If I was eating a hot dog, I would be 100% honest with you. I got nothing to hide.
Were you eating something other than a hot dog? For example, a Snickers.
Or an example of an entire bag of Big League Chew, maybe, perhaps.
Well, I mean, that's acceptable. It's Big League Chew.
Sunflower seeds, maybe. I'm not going to say I was eating something. I was definitely eating something. It just wasn't a hot dog. You know? I've got my glove, like the strings on my glove I was eating on.
Did you have the glove on your one hand and a big thing of nachos hiding in the glove?
I wish I would have thought of that. I would have got away with that. I could have put the chips in the back pocket, came up and just, like, dipped in between pitches. Just hope the ball didn't get hit to me.
Yeah.
Spilled my cheese.
Ruined my nachos.
Oh, man. If these kids knew what I've been living with for all these years carrying around, they thought it was funny telling everybody that Sean has eaten a hot dog in the outfield.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, I wish I still eat hot dogs in the outfield. If I had the opportunity to play, we're actually going to play softball next week. If I have the opportunity to eat a hot dog while playing softball, I'm doing it.
Oh, well, I definitely would.
I mean,
do you think that I may not? I'll probably have a beer out there with a hot dog.
Yeah. Like, as we're adults, it's not frowned upon. Maybe I was just ahead of
my time. I mean, I'm going to walk out there with it and make a show of it. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Yeah.
I have a whole buffet out here in the outfield. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how long this inning's going to be, but I'm hungry.
Yeah, so yeah.
And I know I'm going to want to drink beer, so.
You whistle to the center fielder like, yay, I might need you if it comes in my direction. I got a full spread over here.
Sean, you got any ketchup?
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that, Greg. Next week, Bone and I are going to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, you don't have to rub it in.
I'm not. I wasn't. I was.
Hey,
just,
did we mention that we're going to Las Vegas?
I hadn't heard. Are y'all going somewhere next week?
We have a meeting we have to do.
A meeting that you have to do.
It's company mandated.
Company mandated.
Yes, it's very important we go.
They told us to sit in the casino. And
they thought it mandatory for 2/3 of the radio station's lineup. Just 2/3.
Just 2/3.
Yeah, not a complete 3/3.
They didn't need the whole station this year, but next year, I think if we do well, like I went just by myself last year, so we're already expanding.
Okay, so last year you went by yourself.
Now this year Boner gets to come.
Okay.
And then hopefully for
good. So we have to be okay for another year and perhaps.
Perhaps
we
can come.
Maybe you can work your way in.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But don't worry, we'll be sure to send you a lot of pictures while you're here working.
Well, I'll give you each a $5 bill and you bet it all. You bet it all on
I bet
black.
You're going to say red.
Bet it all on the Astros getting hit by a baseball over 90 times.
Yeah.
No, we'll bet on
that. You got to be able to bet on that.
I'm going to. And I thought about that, but I don't know how I'm going to follow that through the season. Like, is there a hit by pitch counter somewhere? Like, if there was a way.
I'm sure there's a way.
If there was an easy way, I definitely would bet on that because I definitely want to take the over because I would watch that every day. Like, did they get hit today?
And I was looking at, some of those prop bets, you know, who's going to win the most games and all that. And because you bet on the Yankees to win, 100 games?
Last year I bet on the Yankees to win over 100 games and I hit.
Nice.
$400.
You won $400.
I put 200. I put 150 down on the Yankees last February going into the 2019 season when I was in Vegas last year for the futures bet for them to win over 98.5 games. They ended up winning 103. So I ended up winning. It was like 2-1 or 3-1. High odds. I ended up winning like $400.
That was pretty good.
So I'm going to do. Did you just belch on our podcast?
I did.
After pounding an entire can of Coke.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was just out of left field. He crushed that can and then let that out.
Yep.
But yeah, the future bet. I hit 400. The Golden Nugget mailed me the check after the season. I have the check in my possession now. I'm going to go back and double down. This is why you don't win money, because you're just going to give it back to him. Here's your check you guys sent me. Do you want this back?
Oh, that's free money right there.
Exactly.
So you are free to put that on red.
Red.
Greg. Or you drop it on one big bet and go, you know what? If I lose that, whatever.
I think what I'm going to do this year.
I don't care.
I didn't like how long it took to pay off my future bet last year because I bet on the Yankees to win the World Series in February.
And then you got to wait until
October.
Yeah.
I think I'm going March Madness. I pick who's going to win the March Madness tournament out of the blue. I'm going to read some research on the way out there. I'm like, I want Auburn to win the whole thing. The odds are 5 million to 1 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Throw $50 down. That's kind of bet I think I may do. I'm not going to take Auburn. I'm just going to find a school who has a chance to win. I'm going to try to bet on that March Madness and just maybe take the favor and just hit on that. This way, I get more of an instant gratification. Or maybe I won't even make it that far. Maybe I'll lose all my money at the airport in the slot machine. So, Vegas is a dangerous place.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Danger. Danger. But Danger is my middle name.
Is it really?
No.
It's Boner Danger?
Yeah, Boner Danger.
That's wow. You have awesome parents.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Couldn't it have been Danger Boner?
Yeah. Boner Danger.
All right, here's a quick quiz. A woman stabs her first cousin, who is also her boyfriend. In what state did it happen?
Alabama.
Florida.
50-year-old woman named
Tony Rogers.
It's
either that or West Virginia.
Cool, nah, still wrong. She was arrested Sunday for stabbing her first cousin after an argument. And yes, apparently Tony and her first cousin are in a sexual relationship.
Of course they are.
They live together. They argued on Sunday. She stabbed him twice.
Mississippi,
once outside,
Kentucky.
And Louisiana. Then again.
Louisiana.
When they went back inside to clean the first stab wound, she stabbed him again. They reside in Memphis, Tennessee.
Nice. Staying classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the other side of Tennessee. Yeah, we don't do that over here.
Very close to Mississippi.
Yeah.
Very close to Tennessee.
Yeah, they're counted as Mississippi.
Yeah, right there. Easter brunch is probably going to be very awkward for years to come on that one, I'm sure.
I'd imagine. Did y'all hear about the lady bathing in Cheetos?
Not just Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. That's weird. I saw the video. It
make you want to try it?
No, it made me want to gag.
Hungry?
It's like a human bowl of cereal. Like, she filled the water up to the tub and then dumped, like, it has to be at least 30 bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos on top and then just dove in.
Really?
And no, it's not even sexy. You just see her feet, you know, and...
So there's no nudity in this video. Why'd you watch it?
Well, I was amazed that it wasn't on, like, I missed it. Like, how am I missing a woman bathing in Cheetos? Like, this seems like something I should know about.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, anyone?
Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So hot, careful where you eat them.
Dangerously hot.
And I'm not a real fan of those Flaming Hot Cheetos.
No, I mean, they suck.
Yeah, they're too hot.
And what they do to now, my mouth? Could you imagine bathing them? What do they do to your, like, little, your private areas right there? You talked about the King's Leon before, so sex on fire.
Now, the jalapeno Cheetos, those are pretty good.
You'd bathe in the jalapeno one?
I might.
See, I was thinking, like, regular normal Cheetos, I think I'd bathe in. No problem. It's the Flaming Hot part. Like, I don't hate the Cheeto bath part. I hate the Flaming Hot part.
Yeah, it's the Flaming Hot. I don't like the flavor of them.
Like, honestly, you know?
I love a regular Cheeto, and I'm a big fan of the jalapeno.
And if you could just give me just the dust, like a tub of just the Cheeto dust.
Oh, dude, make a big fat line and snooter that bad boy.
I just want to swim in it like Scrooge McDuck's money bin. That would be awesome. Like, yeah, all of that would be a lot of fun. So this woman could be, you know, moved us forward. It's like, okay, now we can bathe in Cheetos. It's becoming more and more acceptable.
And you know that you come out of that thing orange.
Have to. And what's the bathtub look like?
Orange. Orange.
It feels like you were a tanning slug. Spray tan.
Come out looking like Trump.
Yeah. You know?
Completely orange.
Oh, the,
now, wait a second. Maybe. Maybe we're getting to the bottom of another mystery.
Oh, that's how he gets the tan.
Huh.
Maybe Trump's been doing this forever, taking the Cheeto
bath. Yeah, he's like, if somebody finally catching on.
It's like a top secret military thing for, like, you know, to prevent skin cancer.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to bathe in Cheetos.
Oh, my God. If I was high right now, I'd be like, where?
Is that a thing? Where do I do that?
Yeah, so how much? Does it cost money?
And close to that story was a woman who found out the hard way that you're to let your spray tan dry before you breastfeed your baby.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God, I see how that works.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So baby got
yes. He's got tan lips. But then mom's also probably got like a bear spot on one of
the Oh my God, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
If she only had some Cheetos laying around the house, she'd throw them in the bathtub, jump in, wiggle around a little bit, fix the tan right up, and she's good to go.
Oh, wow.
Did y'all hear sad news or Ozzy canceling the tour?
That is sad news.
It's terrible news. It sucks, man. I've wanted to see Ozzy. I was planning to go to that show in Atlanta in May, and it's like, I can't say I was 100% convinced it was really going to happen because they'd already postponed it twice.
Mm-hmm.
But now to cancel the whole thing, I do, you know, I'm speaking of betting, I don't think I would bet I'd be able to see Ozzy in the United States anymore. I think that ship has sailed.
Because
he didn't cancel the European version. He's still doing Europe.
They don't even like him.
Yet.
Okay, whatever.
Did you ever see Ozzy?
Several times. Met Ozzy once.
Did you?
I did.
Cool dude?
Yeah.
Like, gotta hear the story now.
Do you remember hearing and seeing Ozzy?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I do. He doesn't.
Oh, he's hammered?
I tell you, when I met him, you know, we were backstage. He's in his backstage thing. He's in, like, this weight room thing. And he's curling. You know those little pink jogger weights, you know, that people jog with? That are like
5 pounders?
No, that are like 1 pound.
Okay, yeah.
Right. So he's sitting there with one of these little pink weights, curling this thing. I'm like, that thing's like a pound. What are you doing? And so said, Ozzy, it's nice to meet you. And he kind of looked in the direction of where the voice came from. Not at me, kind of.
In the vicinity.
Just this glazed, thank you. And then went back to curling the weight. And the record company guy said, I think we should probably go. Let's go ahead and leave him alone. I'm like, yeah, dude. Wow.
He just whacked out.
Yeah. And then, but, you know, 30 minutes later, dude's on stage running around like a maniac. And I'm like, I don't get it. What happened? But, oof.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you see that stuff, like on you know, what was his TV show that he had, you know, the Osbournes, dude.
That's Well, and that show also makes him seem like he's a very likable dude. Like, if I saw Ozzy, he'd be nice. I mean, obviously, he can be crazy, too.
If he was fluid, he'd be nice.
You know, was he sober at the time? I have no idea. But, you know.
He probably thought he looked like a 50-pound weight. He's on acid.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, on acid, he just curled 700 pounds. You know, one hand.
That's also with the touring news. Actually, wait. Was that the coolest person you've ever met like that? Like, have you met another artist like on Ozzy's level doing weird shit?
No, that's probably that's probably right up there.
He's just lifting a 1 pound weight like it's 700 pounds.
Who knows what he's saying? Might have been a dragon.
He started a lawnmower. He's just
sitting there lifting the space shuttle over his head. Ooh, ah.
That's funny, man. You guys got anything else this week? I saw, the other cool tour. I mean, it sucks that Ozzy canceled this tour, but the Foo Fighters announced their 25th anniversary tour.
It's hard to believe that they've been together 25 years.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I thought it was a great idea. They're doing, like, their original tour. Like, it doesn't matter, like, how big they've gotten, because they could sell out stadiums. They could do a stadium tour.
So the show's only 30 minutes?
They're just doing the same venues and cities. Like, Knoxville got the show. That's awesome. Knoxville's not going to usually get a Foo Fighters show that's not at Neyland Stadium.
But you know who else got... You said they're doing the original places?
Yeah.
You know who? You know where they played the night after?
Where?
Knoxville? McKenzie Arena, Chattanooga.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
Must have been a one-off.
What? Because I saw that tour at Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville. They were opening for the Chili Peppers.
Oh, dope. Mm.
Yeah. And the next night was in Chattanooga.
That would have been really cool.
Or the night before. It was one of the two.
That's awesome.
I think it was the next night.
They played McKenzie, the Foo Fighters.
Yes, they did.
That's wild, man. Did you get to meet Dave Grohl that night?
I did not. Yes, I did. I forgot about that. I was going to say, before the show, I did an interview that night with Chad Smith, the drummer from Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers. Yeah.
He had a joint on his ear, sitting there like it was a pencil. You know?
And
I'm hinting, hey, man. So when can I? Yeah, right. Bye. And then, but after that show, yeah, we did. We hung out with Dave Grohl. We went to some bar and hung out for, I don't know, like an hour or something, drinking beers.
Now, was that in Knoxville?
That was in Knoxville.
Because you were working in Knoxville. You hadn't come to Rock 105 yet.
Yeah, not yet.
It was okay.
So you guys like some radio station stuff like we typically do, hang out with the band afterwards or whatever?
Yeah, but it was just, you know, a couple of the radio station people, and you know, that was it.
And some new band members.
And some dude, Dave Grohl. Well, of course, we knew who Dave Grohl was.
Yeah. Everyone knew who Dave was.
And he was nice as hell. You know, he was very cool. You know, I don't remember what we talked about or anything, because I just forgot that we even did that.
Well, it was 25 years ago. I mean, even
and that was about 20 years ago. That would have been maybe 2000. So that was not in like 96 or something. So I don't know where they get the 25 years from exactly, but
I got to do some more. I mean, the article's on rock105.com. It just mentioned, and there's only like probably like 12 cities. So what they may do is like an add to, like these are just the first, maybe they're the first 12 dates or something. But I, you know, headline reading.
But that is cool to go back and, you know, they were opening for the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I thought that was.
You know, now we're headlining and, you know, it's the same place. That's cool.
I thought it was super cool. And I really want to go. We reached out to the promoter, tried to give tickets to give away. And it's clearly such a hot show.
Oh, yeah, very hot show.
Even yesterday, they put the pre-sale on. We had a bunch of people on our Facebook page. Like, I can't even get the pre-sales were gone, like, immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool little venue playing up in Knoxville. You know, what's it, Thompson Bowling Arena?
Thompson Bowling Arena.
That's gonna be good, man. Hopefully, we'll be able to get myself in there somehow.
Yes.
Well, both of you have fun in your company mandated trip next week. I'll try to hold down the fort while you're gone.
Yeah, and they also mandated that we have a good time.
Yeah, really.
Because I think the boss said, you know, when you said we were going, he said, have fun.
He did say,
you know, exclamation point, I think there was
really?
There, you know.
Did you get that in writing?
It's not an email. It says have fun.
Oh, yeah, so we were told this is a directive.
So if we come back, would you guys have too much fun? We're like, well, but you know. You
we
told
did as we were told.
Right.
You said have fun, and I took that seriously.
We really did. I mean, we wanted to do our jobs the best to our ability.
Right. I mean, I'm trying to
And Greg, if we're not having fun, we'll call you.
Sorry, yeah, Greg.
Nice.
Yeah, Greg, you there?
Yeah.
Not having fun.
No, this is not fun.
Are you having fun, yeah, more than we are?
Are you watching Netflix again, Greg?
I'm all sorry to wake you up at 4 a.m.
But the time.
Yeah, I didn't know. Oops.